This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd safety is ComEd's number one priority. To find tips about electric safety for your home and family, visit ComEd.com/safety. ComEd powering lives. Time for Hey, I Was Wondering this morning. It never stops. Hey, I Was Wondering keeps rolling on through pandemics. This one brought to us by Dustin. Hey, Eric, I was wondering, how the heck do you test a tiger for a virus without getting your face ripped off? Yeah, you might have seen the story about the tiger that has tested positive for coronavirus and the Chicago angle on that story.
Yeah.
Now, where is the tiger? Is it D.C.?
Bronx Zoo.
Yes. Bronx Zoo.
Yeah, there you go.
And the test came here from Brookfield Zoo.
Okay, let's go. Yeah, I think so.
They consulted one of the tiger experts at Brookfield Zoo during the process, something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And they did test the tiger for coronavirus, and it has tested positive. They have also said at the Bronx Zoo that other tigers appear to be sick as well, but it's difficult to test them because, as Dustin said, they will rip your face off.
Yeah.
You have to tranquilize and sedate the tiger, which comes with a whole new batch of concerns, too, when you do that kind of stuff.
Right.
So they really want to limit that, you know, knocking all the tigers down with a dart gun in order to test them for coronavirus. They got a confirmation on one, and I think they're probably thinking, well, that means the rest of them probably have it. There's no need to drop them with a dart gun.
Absolutely.
When you think so?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They're probably all running around within the same caged area. And, yeah, they're all passing it around.
Yeah, they don't generally
other.
Let the tigers run around with the penguins because, you know, they'll eat them.
Yeah, the penguins are happy about
that.
Yeah,
you don't want to do that.
They like that plan.
Right. No. It's not a lot of commingling of the species.
Absolutely
not. Not like you see in the movies.
So it appears that, yes, the tiger at the Bronx Zoo does have coronavirus and did take a dart to the neck. Kesha yesterday on the show announced we had seen a story where she said, listen, you know what? I'm going a little crazy. I'm a little stir crazy. I'm thinking about writing a song about my favorite actor of all time, Nicolas Cage. She might be the only one who has Nicolas Cage as their favorite actor of all time.
I think you're probably right.
He might make a lot of people's like top five or top ten list, but rarely into the top spot.
I agree.
Yeah, he's pretty unique.
If you were a recording artist, 312-233-1019, we're looking for the top three actors, actresses that you would write a song about. Andrea.
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford. A song about Harrison Ford. I'd listen to that, maybe. Bill, you'd write a song about?
Tom Hanks.
Okay. Did I see Rita Wilson recorded a song?
That's right.
Yes, she did.
Who'd she do that with?
Was it Naughty by Nature?
Naughty by Nature
or something?
And we might have to find that, Swanee. Rita Wilson and Naughty by Nature. Were they doing OPP?
I don't think that
was.
I think, let's
all right, you look that up. And number three, Amanda, if you were a huge recording artist, you'd write a song about?
Oh, my God, it would be so easy to write a song about Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth would be a very handsome song.
He's so dreamy.
He's so dreamy. At number two, you'd write about who, Angela?
Vin Diesel.
Okay.
Also very dreamy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
yes,
beefy.
For sure.
Yeah. And finally, in at number one, if there was a song that needs to be written about someone famous, it should be written about who, Jerry?
Tom Skilling.
There it is right there. Yes. Also dreamy.
Nah, right. I would
smash
listen to that.
It. Tom Skilling. Smash it.
I like it.
You know, I had his weather peer on last night on Facebook Live.
That's right, Paul Conrad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Paul, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I FaceTimed Paul.
He comes in close second.
Does he? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. He'll be pleased to hear that. That's nice. Ready, Melissa?
Yes, I am.
Top three things trending on Twitter at number three.
A lot of things been trending. Matthew McConaughey, of course, seems like such a nice guy, and that really showed when he hosted a virtual bingo game for the residents of a senior home near Austin.
Oh, cool.
Isn't that great?
Welcome.
Yeah.
Hook 'em horns.
He did it via Facebook along with his mom and his wife and kids. And that facility says that the residents just had such a good time. And maybe it was so good. You never know. Maybe he'll do it again.
Yeah, trending on Twitter number two.
All right. So John Krasinski, I don't know if you guys have been seeing this. He's been hosting his online shows, Some Good News, from his house. With his former office cast members have been showing up too. And now he's teamed up with Lin-Manuel Miranda and the cast of Hamilton to surprise one lucky young Hamilton fan who was supposed to go see Hamilton the musical live. Obviously, they couldn't because it was canceled. Well, John got all the cast members together and had them sing to this girl, Audrey, who couldn't go in a Zoom meeting. John recorded it, and now that performance is trending everywhere.
I've been meaning to. It's on my list, and well, there's a lot of things on my list, let's be honest, but to start watching Jack Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Starring
the
John
series,
Krasinski.
Yes, on Netflix.
Yeah, I've been meaning to do that, but a couple other things have gotten in the way. More on that coming up, and trending on Twitter, number one.
There will be more Tiger King as an investigation discovery has given the green light to an additional docuseries. It's going to be called Investigating the Strange World of Joe Exotic. Now, that new series will dig deeper into the rivalry between Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin and will premiere later this year.
Okay. More Tiger King.
I know.
More TV viewing for Whip.
We wondered if it was coming, and now we know it is.
Can't wait. It's okay. Let the tears flow. Mental health professionals say it's cleansing. It's good. Get you back to even. Could cry during the pandemic. No shame in it whatsoever.
No.
You let us cry in every day. Whip's crying right now.
I'm going to keep crying.
Right now. Anybody listening who has had one? Adam, you're not alone.
Crying because I'm at home with the family.
I know. Every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's enough to make a guy cry, isn't it, Adam?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It won't make you cry.
Yeah.
I could just see you with
I haven't tried to hide it anymore. I sit right in front of him.
Yeah.
Right in front of him and sob. And there are true reasons why you cry, Teresa.
I live above my job, and so I'm always at work, and I can't go see my guy, and it's just so lonely.
Oh, there you go.
Your guy? Yeah. You're a boyfriend or something?
My sweetheart.
Yeah,
your
guy. Sweetheart. What other guy would it be, Melissa? Like the guy who changes their tires?
Maybe a best friend?
We text.
Right.
But that's like not enough. We talk on the phone twice.
Right. You live right above your workplace?
Yes, I do.
Boy, that is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Both.
Yeah.
I could see the pros and cons of both of it.
We talk to people who will come to work at the radio station. You know, there's apartment buildings all around. They're like, wow, I can live right there. We're always like, don't do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Give yourself a little spacing.
That's true. Cut your commute time, though.
A little spacing is important. So how has the quarantine changed you? When you look at yourself in the mirror and go, I am a different person than I was 17 days ago. This is what it's done to me. What is it? Jerry Seinfeld now, according to his wife, just walks around the house yelling. Like he's in his stage voice the whole time. It's like you're not on stage at Zany's. I can't help it.
What do you want?
This is how
I
talk. Yells the whole time. What have you noticed about yourself, John?
I didn't think it was possible, but I think I've gotten lazier.
Give it up for John.
I have no motivation.
Yeah.
It is true, like, wow, I have the whole day, and somehow I still got nothing done.
Right.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you barely getting dressed, John?
Barely.
Yeah. Barely feeding yourself, asking people to bring you the remote that's sitting next to you. You're getting even lazier. Hold on, John. Good for you. Tony, what have you noticed about yourself during the self-quarantine?
I've become the family referee. It's almost like Thunderdome around here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Got to step between people left and right, huh?
Oh, it is. It's funny. There's times I will say to my daughter, you know, your son said this about you, and they will go at it, and it's like better than Netflix.
Right. You're not necessarily the family referee. You're the family instigator. In that kind of set. Hi there, Leanne.
Hey, how are you?
What have you noticed about yourself in the quarantine?
You know, I require daily naps now.
Daily naps are required. Mm-hmm. They used to be optional. Now they're requirements.
Required. And it's not that 20 minutes. It could be an hour and a half.
Yeah. And how do you feel when you wake up?
More tired than when I went to bed.
Exactly.
Or took a nap.
Exactly. The more sleep you get, the more tired you are.
Sometimes that happens.
I think that's why I'm going to bed so early, even like on the weekends, because my body doesn't know what else to do.
Yep.
What have you discovered about yourself, Susan?
I'm very, very regimented, like Sheldon Cooper. Everything is exactly the same time, exactly the same day, exactly the same minute.
Right. Everything is a Groundhog Day repeating itself over and over and over again. Whip?
The one about getting even lazier.
There we go. That is right. John, well done.
Thank you.
We're awarding laziness around here. That's what the pandemic has come to. All right, the mix. 312-233-1019. In uncertain, strange, and unpredictable times, and you're seeking out normalcy, there's one thing you should do. Go sit where? You want to feel normal during coronavirus? Go sit in this spot. Normalcy will take over. Tom.
Hi, in your backyard.
In your backyard, no. Although that sounds pretty good, I'll be able to sit in your backyard.
It sounds good right now. It's
not in your backyard. Hmm. Go sit where, Caitlin?
In your car?
Exactly right.
Really?
Experts say go sit in your car if you want to feel normal.
Oh my gosh, that was not my guess.
What okay. was your guess?
In the toilet?
Oh.
Well,
that's true. You know, I mean,
that's like,
I see the point.
On the toilet?
Yeah.
A lot of times when I sit on the toilet, I feel the exact opposite. I'm like, this is not normal. I feel anything but normal right now. I felt way more normal in my chair.
I just thought, you know, it kind of takes your mind off things. And
it puts my mind on things that don't feel normal.
I can see that. You're always alone in the bathroom, so what's the difference, right?
You want to feel normal during the coronavirus? Go sit in your car. According to a survey done of multiple people who have now found that they're working from home, they're all adjourning to their car for some sense of normalcy. I have a buddy that takes all his meetings in his car.
Wow, your buddy is
in the driveway.
Well, and it's quiet, you know?
Yeah.
I used to take all my meetings because I was driving a lot and commuting to all the different offices, that kind of thing. I don't feel right sitting at my kitchen table on the phone. It feels weird.
Yeah.
So I need it on the Bluetooth in the car, so I just go sit in my driveway.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I wonder if other people do this. I went out to get some gas last night, and I just sat in the parking lot of, like, an empty strip mall for a little while and, like, read my phone for, like, 10 minutes just to just sit there.
Really?
A month ago, that got you arrested.
Probably. Yeah. I'm like, let's not bother.
For doing something you shouldn't be doing. Why is that guy sitting there?
Yeah.
They say this guy right here in the article, since he's telecommuting and he has nowhere to go, Monday through Friday, Kevin McDermott gets up, makes coffee, steps outside to get inside his Honda Civic, and spends 30 minutes listening to his favorite morning show.
Aww. Yeah.
Hashtag mix on.
Yay. That's right.
It's not because my car is fine German engineering, says McDermott. This is about as mundane as a commuter car can get. I'm there as long as my coffee lasts. My body is attuned to it. I'm faking my body out like nothing has changed. So he convinces his body this is what we do every morning.
Yeah.
We get the coffee, we go get in the car. So his body's going along with the program.
Yeah.
Who knew? Want to feel normal? Sit in your car.
Welcome to Lily's Bake Sale. Today we're offering the red velvet cupcakes that Mrs. Johnson next door called breathtaking. Cash, credit, or online payment accepted.
Just like Lily, ComEd provides multiple payment options.
Need a gluten-free or vegan? Just ask our staff.
I'm not your staff, I'm your brother.
Choose the payment option that works best for you. Auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in person. Visit ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
One order of gluten-free cupcakes coming right up.
All right, it's a deep conversation day around here. Day two. All this week at 840, deep conversations. I give you three questions, three options. They say these are the questions you need to be asking your partner to spark deep conversation during your self-quarantine pandemic time at home.
Yeah.
Melissa selected, if you didn't have to work for a living, what would you be doing with your time? 312-233-1019. Debbie, with your time, you would be doing what?
I would be volunteering at animal shelters, which is what I love.
Volunteering at
animals. That's nice. That's really beautiful.
Good work you're doing.
That's a great idea.
You a cat or a dog, or are you both?
I have both.
Uh-huh. You love them both. I can barely breathe around cats, but they're lovely animals.
Lovely. They're beautiful.
They're cute.
Hang on, Debbie. April.
Yes.
If you didn't have to work for a living, what would you be doing with your time?
I'd open a store where I could sell homemade soup and bread and attach it to a used bookstore.
Wow.
The homemade soup and bread attached to used bookstore.
That
store.
So homey.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah. Get yourself some soup and a used book.
And to be in that environment every day.
There's your whole afternoon, or you spend your whole afternoon this way. Robert?
How you doing, Eric?
Great. If you didn't have to work for a living, what would you be doing with your time?
Watch porn all day, Eric.
Oh, my God.
All day.
He's entitled to his days.
Oh, my God. You guys. You know, I think he finds the time anyway.
Hang on there, Robert. Hey, Rich, if you didn't have to work for a living, what would you be doing with your time?
I'd probably build an ice rink on a big island of Hawaii and teach kids how to play hockey there. They got one on Oahu, but not in on the big island.
Teach kids how to play hockey in Hawaii.
So you've already researched your rinks in Hawaii, I hear. That's interesting.
Something you've never been exposed to before, Hawaiian kids. This is something we call hockey. All right, Melissa, you get to pick today's winner. Violetta, you'll pick, then Whip, then Melissa picks today's winner. Is it volunteer at animal shelters? Is it open a soup and used bookstore? Is it watch porn all day or build a hockey rink in Oahu?
Oh, man.
Violetta, what are you going with?
I want to go with the soup and bookstore.
Whip.
Yeah, let's go with the porn guy.
Porn guy. Violetta, Melissa, you have chosen?
Hockey rink.
Hockey rink in Hawaii.
It's so different.
So you already have this dream, huh, Rich?
Oh, yeah. I've been coaching hockey for about 35 years.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Hey, you know Wayne Brown?
No, I don't.
He's just a guy in my neighborhood who coaches hockey. I thought they all knew each other. Yeah,
right.
I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I've probably seen him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good guy.
I see him by the ring.
Yeah. Yeah, Wayne.
You ever, Steve Johnson? He was in front of me at Dunkin' Donuts today. Yeah, in front of me. I just said, maybe. A lot of people go to Dunkin' Donuts. I figured.
I know Phil and Tony Esposito very well.
See, that's something, right? See, we got somewhere.
Pure Chicago names there. Hockey in Hawaii for Rich. You know, in these strange times, we've noticed, you know, we get to work at 5:30. By the way, you can get the Eric in the Morning Show in the afternoon at 5:30 now, too.
Wow.
You hear that?
Yeah, this is so weird.
Yeah, so you get we get here at 5:30 in the morning. You can also get us on your ride home for an hour at 5:30 in the afternoon, now available to you each and every afternoon. So
whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah, please check that out. See, you're here and you didn't even know that.
I didn't.
It just started. Brand new feature.
Started yesterday, right?
Yeah, brand new feature on the show.
Check that out.
All right, so that'll happen this afternoon. But yeah, yesterday we made the observation, you know, people normally get up during normal times at 5:30, 6:30, get their day ready, hop in the car, go to work. Those days are over. We talked to a bunch of people like, yeah, I usually get up at 5:30. Now I'm getting up at 8.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you to turn on the show when you get up, hashtag mix on. Take a picture of yourself listening on the app or on Alexa or whatever it might be and share that picture with us, hashtag mix on. It could mean prizes for you. But since the show still starts at 5:30 and nobody's listening till like 7, they say.
Oh, really?
Then we all shouldn't be here. What's the point?
I didn't know that.
So we started the show up cup. I've got a cup here. And in the cup are the names of every member of this show. All right?
Okay.
Myself, Melissa, Whip, Violetta, Swanee, and Cynthia. The six of us are here. We pull a name out. Whosever name it is gets to show up late for work tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
How late? We go to cup number two. In cup number two, in the show up cup, are three times. 6 a.m., 6:30 a.m., and 7 a.m. Whatever time you pull out, that's the time you show up for work, but you can't be empty-handed. And if you are 1 second late, you are immediately eliminated from all further considerations in the show-up cup.
Okay, so otherwise you get thrown back in every day, right?
Yeah, so like Violetta got thrown back in. So in theory, Violetta could win again and show up late again tomorrow.
Okay.
Why are you making the face? You sure enjoyed it earlier. You don't like it now?
I did enjoy it, but it's like kind of throwing my day for a loop.
Is it really?
Yeah, like I feel really off. Like I don't know what time it is.
Well, if for some reason, Whip, I get pulled out of here, you can count on me. I'm going to show up late in the show up cup. You're going to have to come over here and try to run things.
I think I might just leave the automation on until you get here.
Which I heard, you were panicked about yesterday.
Is that okay?
So I'm really hoping it's me.
Yeah, no. I'm a little scared. I like being in my bubble, and being out of my bubble, I don't want to be out of my bubble.
Yeah, we don't like being out of bubbles.
I'm good in the bubble.
All right, are you ready for show up cup day two? Who it will be, and who's going to show up late, and at what time? Here we go. Everybody's name is in here. Do you want me to just pick a name out, or do you want somebody else to do it?
No, I think you should do it. You did it yesterday.
Do it. Right.
Our congratulations. Day two. Oh, geez, the whole floor just vibrated. Our day two show-up cup gets to show up late winner is... Let me open this up.
Are you nervous? A little bit. Eric! Oh, boy!
Look at Whip's face.
You have just put Whip into a major panic.
I'm not going in there. I'm not going in there.
He doesn't want to be in the studio with me.
No, it's not about you. It's with anybody.
Maybe it's about the virus.
It's with anybody.
This place is clean. Oh, when I get here, Swanee has cleaned it, and they've cleaned it here at the We're the only ones using it.
But now I want to know what time.
Nobody else is in here. Sorry, Whip.
Well, there's two people in there now.
Sorry, Whip. All right, and the show-up cup late time for me.
5:31.
Is, come on, 7. Come on, 7. 7 come 11. Let's see the winning time.
Let's see. Open
the late show-up cup is, you want to look at it?
6:30. Wow.
Hey,
you get a whole extra hour.
All right.
What are you going to do with yourself?
I'd probably get up and go for a run.
Yeah.
I know. I had such big plans this morning. I thought I was going to work out.
Yep. All right. No.
Automated bits till 6:30. Get ready, Chicago.
All right. No, you got to do the show, Whip.
We're doing it. That's how we're doing it. We're making the calls.
Answer the bell. It's perfectly clean in here. Look, I've been in here every day for how many weeks?
Right. I know. You could talk till you are purple in the face, and I still...
You were panicked when Violetta brought her mom in here earlier.
Well, I have nothing to say.
Yeah. My mom needed a ride downtown.
I have nothing to say about anything.
I know, but...
You should see when Whip comes in the studio after the show when I leave. He actually puts a paper towel over his face and has paper towels on his hands.
Yes, I do, and that's not that weird right now, to tell you the truth.
For the record, I wipe everything down here
all morning long. I believe you are very vigilant, Derek.
But more importantly,
I don't doubt that.
Like, I'm going to guess your Dunkin' Donuts that you stop at the drive-thru and get the coffee, you're more exposed than you are sitting right here.
That's right. That's
exactly. I don't even doubt that for a millisecond. Right.
I know. Listen.
For a millisecond.
You get purple in the face. Are you purple yet?
No, I'm okay. All right, so the show-up cup tomorrow, 6:30. I can't wait to drive in and listen to you guys.
I was going to say, that's probably the first thing you're going to do is turn on the radio.
Not going to listen.
Probably not. Tidbit Tuesday. All the tidbits, all the stories, everything we haven't had a chance to get to. Many of them tend to be celebrity in nature today. Dennis Quaid thinks quarantine is the best pre-marriage training anyone could ask for.
We'll find out whether or not
this is going to work. Dennis Quaid and his fiancée, Lauren, are spending their wedding day at home due to the coronavirus pandemic. They tied the knot on Friday, April 3rd, their wedding day, or had planned to tie the knot, I should say, on Saturday, April 4th, at his friend Craig T. Nelson's house.
In
Hawaii, where earlier this hour or last hour, we learned that our listener wants to build a hockey rink.
That's right. Craig T. Nelson, the voice of Mr. Incredible, by the way.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very nice. Had a change in their plans with all that's going on. They're learning a lot about each other in self-quarantine. Val Kilmer, one of Melissa's favorites of all time, says he hasn't had a girlfriend for 20 years. You and Val would be perfect.
You haven't had a boyfriend in a very long time.
He hasn't had a girlfriend in 20 years. The two of you should hook up for sure.
Yeah, he's a little off, I think. But you know what? He's been so sick. I mean,
we're all a little bit off, aren't we?
Yeah, but he's not off in a bad way, but he's just really quirky. What? I didn't ever know that about
him. He's off in a good way.
Reese
Witherspoon teases Jennifer Lopez with a Legally Blonde 3 update, saying it's likely going to happen.
Not surprised about that at all.
J-Lo was talking with Reese Witherspoon, like on Zoom or Snapchat or something. She said, "Oh, my God, we watched Legally Blonde the other day, literally like 4 days ago. Oh, my God, I forgot. I can't believe I didn't tell you. My girls loved it. There should be a 2 and a 3, to which Reese said, "Well, I think there already is a 2.
Okay.
But we are considering the possibility of working on a 3.
Mm. Oh, that's embarrassing almost for J-Lo.
Legally Blonde 3. Jake Gyllenhaal
is slamming
rumors that he displays framed photos of himself in his home.
Oh, so embarrassing.
Which you know he does.
Oh, for
I'm sure.
Definitely.
He does.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Last year, a report emerged from an art gallery that Jake Gyllenhaal often frames photos of himself for display in his own home. He says it's not true, but refuses to let anybody into his home.
Right.
It's one of those things you could pretend it's a joke, but really you want it up there. Like, just being funny.
You know how much he loves looking at himself. Well, he's in great shape. Who wouldn't? And so is this guy. Guy does 2,400 push-ups in 11 hours and 5 minutes on a bet during his self-quarantine. 2,400 freaking push-ups.
Okay.
What?
In 11 hours.
Some people are...
Remember, it's my goal to do 100 every day.
How's it going? Yeah.
I got 20 done yesterday.
Oh, that's almost 100.
That's not 100.
That's just like almost. It's about 100.
It's about 100. Yeah. It's about 20 after.
Exactly.
Yeah. Zac Efron, who does a lot of push-ups and, like Jake Gyllenhaal, has a good body and probably framed photos of himself in his home. Zac Efron says he never wants to get in Baywatch shape again. Doesn't want to go down that road again.
Really?
Yeah. Just the deprivation that goes on. You know, he's going to miss the spicy chicken wings, he says, and he doesn't want to go down that road any longer. He's had enough of it.
Can't blame the guy.
Yeah,
from really chicken, looks good enough.
From chicken wings to Tiger Kings, Investigation Discovery, the ID Network. I love the ID Network.
Oh, it's the best.
Plots follow-up to Tiger King. ID is now delving into the mystery with investigating the strange world of Joe Exotic and has begun asking questions such as whether Carol Baskin was a selfless protector of animals or whether she orchestrated the disappearance of her husband, Don Lewis. Oh. It's now in the hands of the ID Network.
Yeah. The other one already asked those questions. Maybe they'll give us more answers.
This is the one that does the investigation into it to try to solve it, as opposed to just using it as a tease to show Joe Exotic in his weird clothes. Teen Vogue creates virtual prom and graduation for students staying home.
Wow.
Yeah. That's nice.
I feel so bad for the kids. Like,
that's
they're missing
nice.
Birthdays and proms and all kinds of things.
Spending all their time at home playing video games. Nielsen reports a 45% spike in U.S. video game usage.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yep. They did a poll of France, Germany, U.K., and the U.S. and say there is a spike globally of video game usage. Grocery stores had to hire bouncers because of unruly coronavirus customers.
Right.
Can someone explain to me why we still don't have any hand wipes, any toilet paper, any paper towels? Why?
Oh, my gosh, I'm so glad you're asking
We're
that.
We're weeks into this now. Right. I get it at the initial, when everybody panicked in the initial stages and went out and hoarded it all, but several weeks have passed and there's still none.
I know. I actually called a store 2 days ago and they're like, well, we had a delivery in this morning, and she's like, and it sold out within minutes. And I was like, okay.
So are there people like still hanging outside the door of Walgreens waiting for the delivery, then going in and buying?
Yeah, I think they
probably.
Call.
So now they're limiting the amount you can buy. So
I think they call. Like one of the stores says you can call, you know, and find out what days we get deliveries. And I think people are doing that, and then they're just going there and grabbing it when the door's open.
Plus, everybody who works at a store knows somebody, so you kind of go, hey, you know what? 7 o'clock Wednesday morning, be here, and then they tell their friends, et cetera. Yeah.
I just found the mini hand sanitizers, so I bought a bunch.
That was smart.
I was going to share with you guys.
That's very smart of you. And finally, it's been the story of the day as the mayor has been backpedaling after lecturing us for 2 to 3 straight weeks about our poor behavior and social distancing and closing down the lakefront. And rightfully so. Nobody's arguing these were bad choices.
No.
But then the pictures of her getting haircuts or getting a haircut without being socially distant, no masks, anything like that. And she had to scramble a little bit on that one yesterday. What did she say about it?
I'm out in the public eye. And, you know, I'm a person who I take my personal hygiene very seriously.
Sure.
As I said, I felt like I needed to have a haircut.
Right.
I'm not able to do that myself, and so I got a haircut.
All right. Okay. She should have just said, all right, you got me.
Right.
You got me.
I shouldn't have done it.
I shouldn't have done it. You got me. It was bad form. I do as I say, not as I do.
Right.
One of those kind of things.
Weak moment.
A woman cuts her own hair with a bread knife.
Oh, gross.
This is what happened to me. This is how I did it.
With a bread knife?
Yeah, I had a bread knife. Corey Walker of New Zealand recently went viral in her video after she hacked off her hair with a serrated bread knife while quarantined from the coronavirus. Her hair appointment was canceled because of the pandemic, so she grabbed the knife and sawed off her long hair.
Okay.
Walker says, if you're wondering, no, I'm not having a mental breakdown. I just don't have any scissors. This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd safety is ComEd's number one priority. To find tips about electric safety for your home and family, visit ComEd.com/safety. ComEd powering lives.